In this video, I'm going to be demonstrating how to combine two photographs to make it look like one of them is painting the other. These are the images that we'll be starting with. This one is a picture of a bird that I took. And this other one is a picture of a hand with a brush. For this picture, I just put a piece of plain white paper on a table, and then I photographed my daughter holding a brush. So the first thing that we need to do is to add an alpha channel to both of these layers. So right-click on the layer and select Add Alpha Channel, and then do that for both layers. And this will allow us to make part of these layers transparent. And now turn off the bird layer and make sure that you have the layer selected that has the hand. And the next thing that we're going to do is to remove this paper and turn it transparent. And that'll be easy to do since it's all similar shades of white. So we can do this by using the Select by Color tool, which is this button right here. And this tool allows us to select a particular color and all similar colors to it as well. And the number of similar colors that are selected is chosen by this slider right here for the threshold. And you may need to experiment with it a little bit with your photo, but for this one, it works well with a value of about 50. So then I just click on the white area here, and then go over to the eraser tool, click on that, select a fairly large size brush, and use a solid brush, and then I'll just start erasing around here. And you'll notice that there's some spots in the hand that are also selected around here. So I need to make sure that I stay away from those areas when I'm erasing. And then I can just go around the edge of the hand here and erase all of this paper area here. And now I can turn off the selection by going to the Select menu and choose None. And now if I turn on the bottom layer with the bird, you can see it showing through. So now I'll reposition this bottom layer. So select the bottom layer, and then use the Move tool, and just click on the image, and then slide it down into the position that you'd like to see. And I think I'm going to leave it right here. And now we need to make some modifications to this bird layer. So turn off the top layer that has the hand, and then duplicate this bird layer. And we do that by making sure that this bird layer is selected, and then press the duplicate button. And now turn off the top duplicate layer, so we should just have the bottom one showing, and then select this bottom layer. And we're going to turn this layer into something that looks like it was created with a pencil. So we first need to detect the edges in this image. So we can do that by going up to the Filters menu and select Edge Detect and Edge. And the default values work well with this image, so I'm just going to press OK. And this has done a good job at detecting the edges, but now we need to invert the colors. So we can do that by going to the Colors menu and select Invert. And we want all of these to be a single color instead of multiple colors for the lines. So go up to the Colors menu again and select Desaturate, and then press OK. And now we still need to make this look a little more like it's actually a pencil. And we're going to be making this layer look partially transparent. So we need a background behind it. So we need to create another layer using this button right here. And then make sure that white is selected for the layer fill type and press OK. And then move this layer to the bottom using the down green arrow. And then select the layer with the black and white bird again. And now with this layer, change the opacity to 50%. And then change the mode to dissolve. And this makes it look like we now have a pencil drawing of this bird. Now we can turn on our other two layers. And we're going to start erasing some of this colored bird layer here to expose the black and white pencil image beneath it. So make sure that you have the layer selected that has the color bird, and then select the Erase tool and choose a soft brush. And the size of the brush should be set pretty big for this. And then start erasing areas where you want the black and white pencil drawing to show through. And I'm going to erase about halfway underneath the brush, and then areas around it here. And just anywhere that you want this to look like that it hasn't been colored in yet. Okay, and this is looking pretty good. You might notice, though, that we have a shadow here from the brush right along here, and we also have a shadow underneath the arm and hand and the fingers here. So we can make it appear as if this shadow is being cast onto this drawing underneath it if we make the shadow partially transparent. I'll show you how we can do that. So let's first turn off the two bird layers, and then select the top layer, and then make a duplicate of the top layer using the duplicate button, and then turn off the bottom hand layer. And with the top layer selected, let's zoom in to take a closer look at this shadow. And we need to remove the shadow from this layer. So we can use the Free Select tool, or sometimes called the Lasso tool, and then turn on Feather Edges, and set this to a value of just 1, and then just start clicking along the edge here between the shadow and the brush and between the shadow and the hand. And I'm going to pause the video while I finish this. Now I've traced all around between the shadow and the hand and the arm. Now I just need to join this to my starting point. And now with this whole area selected in here, I just need to press the delete key. And then I need to get rid of the shadow underneath the brush. So I'll do this a similar way. Just start right here, and then click here. And then I just need a couple of points here, and then join it to the start point, and then click on the delete key on the keyboard again. And now the shadows have been removed. So now I can turn off the selection by going to the Select menu and select None. And now turn on the bottom hand layer. And you'll see that the shadow comes back. But on this layer, we're going to change its opacity. So select the layer, and then go up to Opacity and change this to about 50%. And now when we turn on the two bird layers, you can see that this now looks like we're casting a shadow onto this bottom bird layer here, because the opacity of these shadows is now just 50%, and it's letting the bottom layer show through. So let me resume my image here. And now we want to add a little bit of color to the end of this brush to make it look like we have paint on it. So with this top layer selected, right-click and select Alpha to Selection. And by selecting this, this will help us make sure that we apply paint only to the end of the brush and nothing around it. So we want to add a color that matches the background that we're painting, which in this case would be red. So we need to select the layer that has the color bird, and then go over to the Color Picker tool and select a shade of red that matches what we want to put on the brush. And then select the top layer again. And this time we're going to use the Airbrush tool. And with this new color selected, we'll just go to the end of the brush, and I'm just going to click the mouse button just a few times, just so we can get a little bit of color on the end of this brush. And then now we can remove the selection by going to Select and None. And then there's one final thing that we want to do. This bird has a lot of contrast in it, but our arm and hand in this table doesn't have as much. And so I just want to increase the contrast of just this arm and hand layer. So I can do that by going up to the Colors menu and select Brightness Contrast, and I'm just going to pull the contrast slider up a little bit to about there, and then press OK. And now we have our completed image. And then if you'd like, you can combine all of the layers just by going up to the Image menu and select Flatten Image. And now we just have a single layer. Well, that concludes this video. Thanks for watching, and please subscribe and leave a comment.